And KBGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Topping the news for today. Efforts are underway to redraw the district lines that govern Amador County. Last night, the Amador County Board of Supervisors and Redistricting Advisory Committee held a joint meeting to solicit public input and discuss issues related to the process. Every 10 years after the federal census, the boundaries of the five districts in Amador County must be redrawn to reflect any changes in population. These districts will elect representatives to the Board of Supervisors, School Board, and Amador County Water Agency Board of Directors. Due mostly to COVID-19, final census numbers won't be available until October. But the advisory committee will be conducting work before then, seeking public input through public meetings, surveys, and personal interviews. The primary issue discussed at last night's meeting involved identifying so-called communities of interest. Now, these are geographic areas that share common policy concerns, and redistricting guidelines call for these communities not to be split by district lines where possible. Now, these can include not only communities such as the county's incorporated cities or unincorporated towns, but other smaller units. They would include such things as Indian rancherias and small rural subdivisions. Now, of course, what areas are communities of interest and where these boundaries lie, expect to be a topic of much debate as the issue moves forward.
Well, many Californians looking forward to a three-day weekend this year for Independence Day. Even though people are eager to travel and get together with family and friends, the California Highway Patrol urging motorists to slow down, enjoy the holiday. Beginning at 6 p.m. tonight, 6 p.m. on Friday through 11:59 on Monday, CHP observing a max enforcement period focused on speed enforcement. To keep the roads safe for everyone, all available officers will watch for motorists distracted, speeding, or driving under the influence. CHP will also be on alert for aggressive driving and acts of road rage. Now, with many motorists expected on the roads, patience will be key. During the 2020 Independence Day max enforcement, at least 36 people killed in crashes on California roadways. CHP also made 738 arrests for DUI of alcohol and or drugs. And as always, the mission of the CHP to provide the highest level of safety, service, and security.
Well, Pacific Gas and Electric asked regulators yesterday to grant a $3.6 billion rate hike to help pay for hardening its power systems to prevent deadly wildfires. The nation's largest electric utility requested the hike beginning in 2023, with half of the increase devoted to wildfire safety. The hike would increase the average residential bill by $36 a month for gas and electric service, although the state's Public Utilities Commission typically only grants a portion of any requested rate increase. PG&E, which has some 16 million customers in Central and Northern California, sought the hike as the state prepares to enter the hot summer months amid warnings that the state is likely to face one of its earliest and most dangerous wildfire seasons yet.
Well, as near record numbers of travelers set to hit the roadways of the Golden State over the Independence Day holiday weekend, today, the beginning of the new fiscal year for the state government, also brings a small increase to California's gas tax. Senate Bill 1, passed in 2017, increased both gas tax and vehicle licensing fees. The extra revenue helps fund road projects in the state. The initial gas tax increase, 12 cents, followed by a 5.6 cent increase in 2019, 3.2 cent increase last year. Well, SB 1 allows the tax to increase with inflation, and the Board of Equalization reports it'll go up another 0.6 cents today. The BOE notes it'll bring the state's gas tax to 51.1 cents, which will continue to be the highest in the nation.
And Governor Newsom is filing a lawsuit against California's Secretary of State. Newsom's campaign made a mistake in February of 2020 when replying to the recall petition. he inadvertently forgot to indicate he would like his party affiliation, Democratic, next to his name on the ballot. Secretary of State Shirley Weber, who Newsom appointed to replace Alex Padilla, told the campaign it was too late at this point to make the change as the deadline is passed. Newsom's lawsuit challenges Weber's decision. A date for that recall has not yet been set, but it will likely happen sometime this fall.
And kick off the Amador County Fair this year at the annual Fair Foundation Barbecue, Saturday, July 17th on Picnic Hill at the fairgrounds. The fun starts at 5:30 with dinner prepared by Farmhouse Barbecue, served around 6. Dinner includes award-winning pork ribs, sliced tri-tip, ranch beans, Serbian scallop potatoes, green salad, and garlic bread. Adults only $25 each. Children 7 to 12 only $12. Kids 6 and under eat for only $5. No host bar, fabulous dessert auction, and fun raffle all support the Amador County Fair Foundation mission. To purchase tickets and find out more about the Amador Fair Foundation, visit AmadorFairFoundation.com.
And that, my friends, is a look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's KVGCRadio.com.